Today on Gardening in a Minute, sandburrs. Sandburrs are an annoying and often painful weed that can be found throughout the state. Florida is home to two kinds of sandburrs that grow as grassy annuals. Both have spiny burrs that can grab onto clothes or skin throughout the year, causing irritation and pain. Though annoying for humans, the burrs help the plant by spreading its seeds. Sandburr plants aggressively colonize open areas and have been found in many a lawn. But there's no easy way to completely eliminate these pesky weeds. Repeated mowing before they flower will often reduce sandburr populations, and repeated applications of certain herbicides may help control the problem. The best way to keep populations down is to maintain a healthy lawn by hand-pulling weeds and fertilizing and watering appropriately. For more information about sandburrs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pesticide storage. Pesticides are potentially hazardous chemicals and should be used and stored carefully. Keep pesticides in their original containers and make sure the label stays with the substance at all times. Keep your pesticides in a cool, dry, well-ventilated area locked up out of reach of children and pets. Store them separately from both human and animal food, medicines, fertilizers, and cleaning supplies. Try to purchase pesticides in small amounts to avoid having to store them and to prevent them from losing potency over time. Read the label for storage information. Never pour pesticides down drains, toilets, or sewers. Don't put them in the trash either. There are special hazardous waste disposal sites where you can deposit chemicals, so check with your local government. For more information about handling pesticides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, yellow plant leaves. Are your plant's leaves turning yellow? This is a condition called chlorosis, and it's pretty common. If your plant only has a few yellow leaves, you probably don't need to worry. But if your plant appears yellow on most of its leaves, it could be a nitrogen deficiency. If only the new growth is yellow, the plant could be short on other nutrients, like iron, manganese, or zinc. But if it's the old foliage that's yellowing, the nutritional deficiency could be caused by a need for potassium or magnesium. A soil test can help you understand what nutrients are present in your soil. Your county extension office can help you with this, and it's also a good source for diagnosing plant problems. Just take a sample of the plant into the office for help. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, salt-tolerant plants. Many Floridians live near the coast, where both the air and the soil can be salty, making it hard to grow many types of plants. Plants installed within about 1/8 of a mile of saltwater coasts should be at least somewhat salt-tolerant. Salt-tolerant plants can have varying degrees of tolerance, so choose and place them carefully. Keep in mind that many native plants already growing on coastal lands are highly salt-tolerant and could be incorporated into your landscape. When selecting plants for your coastal site, look at more than just salt tolerance. Cold weather might impact tropical plantings in North and Central Florida, and light and soil are always important factors to consider. To discover what plants will thrive in your landscape, contact your county extension office or look for Florida-specific books and websites. For more information about salt-tolerant plants and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, philodendrons. Think you have a brown thumb but want some plants in your house? Philodendrons are easy to find in stores and even easier to grow. They're a diverse group of vines that can reach many feet in length. The leaves can be glossy and solid green, velvety with textured patterns, or deep red with showy stems. Most philodendrons prefer indirect or filtered sunlight, but will tolerate lower light. They'll do best in a high humidity environment, but can also thrive in the low humidity of most homes. Hanging baskets are the perfect way to showcase most philodendrons. Cuttings placed in a glass of water will quickly sprout roots. This is a great way to show kids botany in action through the magic of plants. For more information about philodendrons and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.